نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وقائدنا وقرة أعيننا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وحبيبه، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. عباد الله، فأوصي نفسي وإياكم بتقوى الله العلي العظيم. والتقوى إخوة الإيمان كلمة خفيفة على اللسان ولكنها ثقيلة في الميزان. التقوى هي لزوم طاعة الله عز وجل. Obeying Allah سبحانه وتعالى. تقوى is something light to say, but it is heavy in your balance. And تقوى is to adhere to Allah's obedience. To adhere to the obedience of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. والتقوى مدارها على أمرين عظيمين، وهما أداء الواجبات واجتناب المحرمات. And taqwa is based on two great matters, and they are to apply all the obligations that Allah Ta'ala ordained and to refrain from the prohibitions. ومن طاعة الله تعالى أن تلتزم بما جاء عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في السنة المطهرة في الحديث الشريف. And among the obedience and the taqwa and the obedience to Allah is to follow the sunnah, to adhere to Prophet Muhammad's teachings عليه الصلاة والسلام in all cases, such as determining the beginning of the month of Ramadan. بنص حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثلا عرفنا كيف يكون إثبات صيام رمضان، كما عرفنا متى يكون انتهاؤه، حيث قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته، فإن غم عليكم فأكملوا عدة شعبان 30 يوما. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told us in the hadith how to determine the beginning and the ending of Ramadan. And so he said, fast when you see the crescent based on sighting the crescent, and end your fasting based on sighting the crescent. And if you were not able to sight the crescent because of clouds or the like, then the next day of the month of Sha'ban that you are in, you would be sighting on the 29th. So if you could not see on the 29th of Sha'ban the crescent, then the next day would be the 30th of Sha'ban. You do not fast that day. وروى البخاري أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: الشهر 29 ليلة، فلا تصوموا حتى تروه، فإن غم عليكم فأكملوا العدة 30. And this is another hadith narrated by al-Bukhari and others, the meaning of which is the lunar month is 29 nights. So do not fast until you sight the crescent. However, if it was cloudy, then complete the count to 30 days, meaning Sha'ban will be 30 days. فبعد هذا البيان، وهناك أحاديث أخرى، وبعد هذا البيان من السنة المطهرة، لا يجوز اعتماد قول فلكي في إثبات رمضان، فكل من الشهور العربية يعرف بدؤها وانتهاؤها بمراقبة الهلال. After these hadiths, it's very clear, very simple in Islam how to determine the beginning and the ending of Ramadan. And because it is well known to all of you that Muslims rely upon sightation, sighting the crescent to begin the month, the lunar month, the Qamari month. How do you know the beginning or the ending of it? Not by the calendar or calculations, because those are predictions or estimations. rather by sighting with your own eye, visually. So if you do not sight it, then it's simply the next day would be considered the 30th day of Sha'ban. Because as you know, the lunar months are either 29 days or 30 days. والمسلمون سلفهم وخلفهم على هذا ثابتون أي المراقبة الشرعية وقد نص الفقهاء على أنه لا يجوز اعتماد قول فلكي في إثبات هلال رمضان. To add clarification, the scholars of Islam all agreed that we cannot rely on calculations nor astronomy. They actually said we cannot rely on the determination of the month of Ramadan or the lunar months on the astronomers or the calculations, as many people now are starting to do. Many countries now, what you will hear is they will come up with a fatwa and say, we now consider the astronomical calculation as the main means of determining the month of Ramadan. So they will give you few days ahead of time when the Eid is and when the beginning of Ramadan and ending is. It's very unfortunate that they did that, but as I mentioned, the one who wants safety in the hereafter will follow the sayings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam and the sayings of the scholars of Islam. وقد اتفق علماء المذاهب الأربعة على أن الأصل في تحديد أول رمضان أن يراقب الهلال أو أن يراقب الهلال بعد غروب شمس التاسع والعشرين من شعبان. And the scholars of the four schools, the four madhahib, the four imams, all agreed that the calculations of the astronomers have no significance. Thus, they do not determine the obligation of fasting based on that, and it is a sin to rely on them for that purpose, because you just did what the Prophet ﷺ warned of, not to rely on calculations. وقد قال الحافظ ولي الدين العراقي المتوفى سنة 826 إن جمهور أصحاب الشافعي على ذلك وإن الحكم يتعلق بالرؤية دون غيرها وقال هو وبه قال مالك وأبو حنيفة والشافعي وجمهور العلماء من السلف والخلف. As you have noticed that I said all the scholars agreed, here's my reference. That Al-Hafidh, ولي الدين العراقي, I just quoted him saying that Imam al-Shafi'i and his companions, meaning the scholars of the Shafi'i school, they said that we cannot rely upon the calculation or the astronomy. And he said, also likewise, the great imams, Malik, Abu Hanifa, and al-Shafi'i, they said the same thing, and the majority of the scholars, from the Salaf and the Khalaf. So why would someone after all of this come and invent a new un-Islamic method to determine the beginning of the month? وقال ابن عابدين المتوفى سنة 1252 في حاشيته على الدر المختار قوله لا عبرة بقول المؤقتين أي في وجوب الصوم على الناس وقال لا يعتبر قولهم بالإجماع ولا يجوز للمنجم أن يعمل بحساب نفسه. Ibn Abdin was one of the recent great scholars who passed away the year 1252 after the Hijra of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. He agreed to what was mentioned and he said it is not the sayings of the astronomers is not considered. He said it is disregarded and even the astronomer himself cannot rely upon his own calculations. So what is the rule regarding the month of Ramadan or determining the beginning of it? The Muslims will go up to the elevated areas, the hills, hilltops, or the roofs where they can see the sunset clearly, and they will observe on the 29th of Sha'ban, the after sunset, they will try to see the hilal. If they see it, then the next day will be the beginning of Ramadan. And if they did not see it, even if it's cloudy, even if there was clouds, you were not able to see the hilal, then the next day would be considered still Sha'ban, the last day of Sha'ban, and then the day after automatically would be the beginning of Ramadan. وَإِذَا رَأَى مُسْلِمٌ عَدْلٌ ثِقَةٌ هِلَالَ رَمَضَانٍ فِي أَيِّ بُقْعَةٍ مِنْ بِقَاعِ الدُّنْيَا جَازَ لَنَا أَنْ نَصُومَ فِي مَذْهَبِ الْإِمَامِ أَبِي حَنِيفَةَ النُّعْمَانِ بِنَاءً عَلَى رُؤْيَتِهِ. And it is as simple as this. Any Muslim, one single Muslim on earth who is upright and trustworthy, that saw the crescent of Hilal on any place on earth, anywhere he is, if one single Muslim saw the Hilal of Ramadan, then it is permissible, according to Imam Abu Hanifa, for all the Muslims to rely on that citation and for all of them to fast the next day. Very simple. So anybody, any Muslim who is upright and trustworthy, saw visually with his own eye the Hilal, he can announce, and all the Muslims can rely upon that citation of the Hilal and can therefore fast the next day, according to the school of Imam Abu Hanifa رضي الله عنه. لذلك ينبغي التيقن من رؤية الهلال قبل النوم. That's why you should rely upon sighting the Hilal. Even yourselves try to do this sunnah matter. أما من استيقظ صبيحة رمضان ووجد المسلمين صائمين وهو لم ينوي الليلة الماضية لم يبيت النية فهذا ما ثبت له الصيام لأنه لم يبيت النية. As for, and the scholars mentioned this, that the one who sleeps and then wakes up the next day and finds that all the Muslims started fasting Ramadan and he didn't know, and because of that he did not prepare the intention, then he cannot fast that day. It's not considered as fasting that day, the month of Ramadan. Why? Because he did not prepare the intention. And as I mentioned in the previous khutbah, it is the integrals of fasting are two: the intention and the imsak, to abstain from the invalidators of fasting. والاعتماد في ذلك كما هو مقرر عند الفقهاء سلفا وخلفا يكون على قول ثقة. أما الاعتماد على الفلك في تحديد أوائل الشهور العربية فتلك مخالفة واضحة وصريحة لما جاء عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So brothers, disregard those countries who say, oh, we determined that Ramadan is this and that date based on the astronomical calculations. It doesn't matter which country it is. If they are not following the way the Prophet ﷺ instructed, then that way is not considered Islamic. It's one of the methods that people follow, but it is an un-Islamic method. And it is not permissible to follow the un-Islamic method in this regard. فنصيحتنا لكل مسلم أن يتمسك بما قاله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبما قاله فقهاء المذاهب الأربعة الذين أجمعت الأمة على علو شأنهم وأن يدرس أحكام الصيام قبل دخول شهر رمضان على يدي إنسان متعلم جمع بين المعرفة والعدالة وتلقى هذا العلم عن مثله وهكذا بإسناده بإسناد متصل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So our advice to every Muslim in our association, as you all know, and in all cases, our advice is to adhere to the sayings of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and to the sayings of the great scholars of the Ummah, such as the four Imams of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the scholars whom all of the Muslims agreed upon, and to rely upon their ijma', their unanimous agreement in the matters of the religion, and not to deviate from the way of the four Imams or from the ijma', neither based on opinion nor based on technology that does not comply with the religion or any other factors. And also our advice is to study the religious matters related to fasting before Ramadan begins, because it's an act of worship and you are obligated to learn how to do that act of worship. So when Ramadan begins, you are obligated to have had the knowledge on how to fast, the proper fasting. Some people ask us in Ramadan, they say, on my timetable, it said that Maghrib begins at 9:30. I broke my fast for half of Ramadan. And then he finds out, because we taught him how to look at the sunset, he said, it looks like it sets 5 minutes after my timetable. What do I do now? Well, you have to make up the days that you did not perform properly. Why? Because you broke your fast before sunset. So that's why we have to be careful. We have to be educated. We have to know the rules of fasting. And this knowledge must be taken from a knowledgeable person who took this knowledge and has the uprightness, God-fearingness, and that knowledge from a similar person. He acquired it from another person who acquired that knowledge with a chain going back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So their knowledge must be linked all the way back to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. The one who does not do that and just follow blindly, this person is not excused, because this is religion. It is your religion, so you are obligated to know how to practice your religion. If you need to know how to drive a car, you need to learn the rules of driving and the rules of the law of the city. Likewise, if you are practicing the religion of Islam, you need to know the Islamic law and how to practice these practices. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وأعنا على الصيام والقيام وصلة الأرحام يا رب العالمين يا الله هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي العظيم القائل في محكم كتابه: قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون؟ أي لا يستوون. فلا شك إخوة الإيمان في أنه لا يستوي الجاهل والعالم. In this ayah it is clearly that the ignorant and the knowledgeable are not equal. That's what Allah Ta'ala is telling us. The knowledgeable is not equivalent, is not equal with the ignorant, the one who does not have knowledge. Therefore, a person should acquire the religious sessions so that they would know what is accepted in the religion and what is not. And one of the popular misconceptions that I would like to clarify about today, aside from the first misconception of following or determining Ramadan based on calculations in astronomy, which is un-Islamic, aside from that, there is another misconception. هناك بعض الناس يقولون أشياء لا أصل لها، منها أحاديث، يروون أحاديث عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، فيقولون مثلا حديث لا أصل له، يقولون خمس يفطرن الصائم: النظر المحرمة والكذب والغيبة والنميمة والقبلة. Another misconception. Some people, they say that five things break people's fasting, people's fast, people's siyam. This is not an authentic hadith, but you might have heard it amongst some people. They say five things also invalidate, aside from eating and drinking, which invalidate your fasting. They say also five things invalidate your fasting. They say the haram look, lying, ghiba, namima, and the kiss. So they say these things invalidate the fasting. Islamically, they don't. Where did they get that from? That they invalidate your fasting, that you are no longer fasting? No, that's not true. Although these things, the haram acts, they are haram, they are sinful, if you did them in Ramadan or other than Ramadan. But they do not break your day. This hadith is belied on the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is not authentic. However, one should know that these sins take away from the reward of fasting. The ghiba, gossip, tale-bearing, and the other sins, they take away from the thawab, the reward that you get of your fasting. That's why when you are fasting, you have to be very, very careful and avoid all the sins, especially in the month of Ramadan. And also, it is not reliable, nor Islamic, to break your fast based on the radio stations. Some radio stations, when they make adhan or the radio or the TV, they will hear the electronic muadhin or your iPhone muadhin, and based on that, they will break their fast without verifying its accuracy. So be careful of that, because what if your program is wrong? What if this program or the radio station, they had a delay, and it happened. It happened even when the muadhin sometimes might make a mistake. He might make adhan before sunset is completely down, before the sun is completely down. So, brothers, my advice to you, even if you get timetables, including our timetable, double check its times, verify, it's very easy. Before you break your fast, open up the window, do you see the sun went completely down? If it did, then you know that the timetable is very accurate or close or far. Likewise for Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha, and Fajr also, make sure you check visually. This is your ibadah, this is your own fasting. So you have to make sure that you are doing that fasting properly. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made us obligated to do these obligations based on knowledge. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَةٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. That's why our messenger said, seeking the obligatory knowledge of the religion is an obligation upon every accountable Muslim. So you are obligated to acquire the knowledge of about the religion, about fasting, about breaking your fast, about praying, about taking a ghusl, washing yourself, and the like. So finally, blessed are those who abide by the Muslim jama'ah, their masses of scholars, and the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on the day of judgment, regret shall be to those who follow away other than that of the believers and stray away from the believers' methodology. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ أَمَرَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالسَّلَامِ عَلَى نَبِيِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ فَقَالَ وَهُوَ أَصْدَقُ الْقَائِلِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا دعاءنا فاغفر اللهم لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا واكفنا ما أهمنا وقنا شر ما نتخوف، واغفر لنا ولوالدينا. اللهم ارفع البلاء والمحنة عن المسلمين. اللهم وفقنا للصيام والقيام يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل منا يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم، واشكروه يزدكم، واستغفروه يغفر لكم، واتقوه يجعل لكم من أمركم مخرجا. وأقم الصلاة.